Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this latest edition of the Cyril Quinn Review. I'm your host, Cyril Quinn, taking you for the next 15 minutes or so talking about reactive versus proactive. That's what we're going to talk about this evening. Two hotly debated sports topics that transpired over the weekend. We're going to get to those. And one situation was proactive, the other was reactive. As always, the call number is 347-215-6180. You can follow me on Twitter at William Gerald, or hit me up on Facebook.com/Cyril Quinn, or go to my website, CyrilGeraldQuinn.com. I know that's a lot to handle, but you're a beautiful, great audience, so I guess you can handle it. You can handle it. I know you can. Again, call number 347-215-6180. You ever make a mistake or mistakes and think about, after you've made a mistake, think about what you could have done to prevent that? I do it all the time. I try to, when I do something, not the obvious ones, like leave my home without an umbrella and get soaking wet. I do that too much as well. But, I try to, obviously you deal with the situation, try to fix the mistake, correct it, especially if it's something immediate, like, something immediate that needs to be corrected right away. But for me, I like to look back on what I could have done personally to prevent that mistake from happening. I like to be proactive instead of reactive. Which brings me to the first situation and the first athlete whose situation was reactive instead of proactive. So Marcus Smart pushes a fan. Fan said whatever, called him a piece of crap and an N-word. Neither one is, something you want to be called. He pushes the fan, and everybody's going crazy. Auburn Hills all over again, which is not. So let's calm down on that. And everybody's reacting to what Marcus Smart did. How many games should he get? Why was he not thrown out the game, which he should have been, by the way? Why wasn't Travis Ford on the court trying to restrain him, which he should have been, by the way? We're all responding to what Marcus Smart did. But again, I haven't heard one thing brought up in terms of this, in terms of how this thing could have been prevented. Marcus Smart is a highly, is a big time college basketball player, playing for a major university. He was second team All American last year. He's expected to be he will be a lottery pick without question, despite the situation. Maybe even a top 10, top 5 pick. So coming into this year, Marcus Smart might have been a top 10, might have been a lottery pick last year if he came out as a freshman. Wanted to come back, improve his draft status, maybe even become the number one pick. So Marcus Smart comes into this year on a team which is expected to be a legit national championship at worst Final Four contender in Oklahoma State. So a lot of pressure on Marcus Smart coming into this year. And, this is something that, frankly, had been building. The team is struggling right now. They've lost four straight. They have injuries. They're missing two key players along with him now with this three-game suspension. One player got hurt and the other player got kicked off the team. They've underachieved. And he personally is struggling. His game is struggling. He's not shooting the ball well. And, right now it just seems like the pressures of everything is getting to him. He had an incident you know, a situation last week against West Virginia where he, you know, kicked the chair in a win, by the way. I can't imagine what he had done in a loss, but kicked the chair. And you think to yourself, you know, how could this have been prevented? At least that's what I thought. Now, look at the NCAA. And for once, with the NCAA, I'm not going to bring up the fact that they should be paying the athletes. For once, I'm going to leave that alone. But I look at the NBA and the NFL, both have rookie symposiums. You know, players who get drafted, their rookies meet up before the season, and they have, you know, they are talked to by former players, current players, about life skills, about handling their money, about dealing with the fame, about dealing with everything that's going to come with being a professional football player and a professional basketball player. And I wonder to myself, where is that on the college level? Again, these guys, Andrew Wiggins, you know, Marcus Smart to a lesser extent, you know, LeBron James, had he chose to go to college, these guys come in, Terrell Pryor recently when he came to Ohio State, they come in ready-made celebrities before they even step on a college football field or a basketball court. With all the pressure in the world. And again, you think some of these actions that they do, the average person, like, you know, Joe Schmo, say, well, that's common sense. Okay, you could say that, but you're not, you know, again, you don't have that kind of pressure. You don't have probably, you know, who knows? I don't know Marcus Smart's family situation, but, you know, it could be a chance. There could be a possibility that he is his family's meal ticket. So the average person cannot relate to dealing with that pressure. You can't. Again, don't assume that these guys, ages 18 to 21, know everything about the world from 18 to 21. Just think about when you were in college. Don't assume it. So, again, I wonder, you know, how much money would that have cost the NCAA to have freshman symposiums for college athletes? I mean, seriously. And I wonder, had a presentation been done in our make-believe symposium about how do you deal with a heckling fan, wonder if Marcus Smart would have made the same choice on Saturday night. It's just a thought. Here's a comment by Oklahoma State Athletic Director Mike Holder. He says, how we deal with this is a lot more important than what happened. Actually, it's not. Because you need to be looking at how to prevent this from happening again. Again, Mike Holder is talking from a reactive state instead of taking a proactive stance could have saved Marcus Smart 3 games and the university and college basketball a lot of embarrassment. It could have. The flip side, you have Michael Sam. Michael Sam, All-American linebacker out of Missouri, projected to be a late round pick, fourth, fifth round, comes out and admits that he's gay. So instead of being asked a million and one questions during the draft, which takes place May 8th, and during the training camp, Michael Sam is getting this out the way right now, saying, look, it's February 10th, you know, he'll probably be on Good Morning America. He'll probably get a call from Michelle Obama. And I'm not being coy when I say that, or condescending when I say that. He probably will. I mean, Jason Collins did it, so he'll probably get a call from Michelle. Nothing wrong with that. But Michael Sam is being proactive. instead of reactive. And again, he's going to get asked questions during training camps, during OTAs. But by the time the season goes around, this won't even be an issue. It won't. Because Michael Sam chose to deal with this and just get it out the way right here, right now. And on top of it, not wait until, you know, it comes out, you know, chose to take control of the situation by not allowing it to get to a point to where somebody else finds it out before he can actually come out and say it him and say it himself. So it won't be a situation where there are rumors. Is he gay? Is he not? What's going on? Why is he trying to hide it? Things of that nature. He's getting it out. He's getting this out the way. You want to criticize me? You want to take shots at me? Do it now. It's February. Slow sports month. Let's get it out the way right now. Right here, right now. And again, he's going to save himself and the team, whoever drafts him, a lot of nonsense not to deal with. A lot of questions that won't be asked. Will it affect his draft status? I don't know. Who knows? I get the sense if you're a big time player, you can play. You can help an NFL team win. I don't think an NFL team is going to not draft you. I mean, to be honest with you. And again, he's a late round. He's going to be a late round pick at that. So, you know, would that drop him a couple picks? I don't know. Who knows? We'll see. I mean, he's projected to be a fifth round pick. So, again, you see two different situations and two different takes. Whoever talked to Michael Sam or advised him on this knew what they were doing versus a university versus the NCAA, which was absolutely clueless when it came to Marcus Smart and NCAA athletes in general, in terms of giving them the necessary support that they need to develop into becoming young men, from boys to men, from girls to women. And again, I'm not even talking about money now. I'm not talking about money. I'm not talking about compensation. I'm not talking about health benefits. I'm talking about providing support for young people to help them become adults. It's the least the NBA, the NCAA can do. The least that they can do. And again, Marcus Smart said everything that made it, said all the, you know, stood up in front of the press, took out, and stood up like a man in front of the press, took accountability for his actions, said everything right. Everything you needed to that he needed to say. So from that standpoint, you know, he handled it as well as you can possibly handle it. But again, Mike Holder, Travis Ford, the official who didn't throw Marcus Smart out the game, all dropped the ball in terms of this situation. There's no two ways about it. Proactive versus reactive. It's going to wrap it up for this special edition of the Cyril Quinn Review. I will see you next time. Enjoy your night. So long.